This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. Gobble, gobble. With you in the studio tonight is a very sleepy crew, at least me and Lauren. I don't know about Mark. So Ian, Lauren, Rumpler, and Mark are here. Mark, you had your Thanksgiving dinner a little earlier.
Somewhere around 2.
I had mine around 5, so it's settling in real nice right about now. We're in the Eastern time zone here in New Hampshire. The activists got together today, as they tend to do, in various different parts of the state. As you know, if you've been listening to the show, we moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is an idea of bringing liberty-minded people, people who understand what freedom really means, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. People that get that and who want to actually advance freedom in our lifetime are all coming to the same geographic area, or many of them are, and that is the point of the Free State Project. But for a lot of people, it can be tough leaving family. One of the big objections that we hear when we talk to people about joining the Free State Project is, oh, I can't leave California or Illinois or some other police state hellhole. Because my family's here. And so for those who actually do manage to leave their families, it can be tough, you know, to come to a new place where your family is not necessarily with you. You know, maybe you left them behind in the place from which you hail. And thankfully, the activist community has solved that problem and has for a number of years. Mark, I think the first year you and I came here, there was a activist Thanksgiving that happened.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. It seems like I had it at, I've had it at several different people's houses and, you know, float around and have a great time.
Yeah, I know it was happening from the very early days. If it wasn't the first year, it was certainly the second year that we were here. But I'm pretty sure it was the first one, because I think they've been doing it ever since people have started moving here for the Free State Project. It gives people a way who didn't bring a family with them to come together with their fellow activist family, if you will, and just sort of like our chosen family in a way. And in order to come together and, you know, enjoy the holiday. And that's what we did today.
Right. It's been a really great time.
The food was great.
Yeah, this is my first Thanksgiving Keene.
Did you do one last year in Manchester?
Yeah. Last year I got to go to Manchester's, and it was so much fun. It was great. But it's nice to actually see my distant relatives this year. This has been a really great Thanksgiving. And if you guys ever get the opportunity to come spend Thanksgiving in New Hampshire somewhere, check out Manch or check out Keene. Get a hold of one of us.
There's always something happening.
Yeah, I mean, if you're ever in the area, just check up with us, whether it's Thanksgiving, any other day. We'd love to have you around.
So I'm grateful for you being here, Lauren and Mark. So thanks for coming in and doing a live edition of Free Talk Live, as has been our Thanksgiving tradition here for countless years.
Yeah, there's too many main hosts, main radio hosts that are doing shows today.
I don't imagine so, no.
Some of them did, had somebody sit in for them or something like that. I mean, I heard Marketplace on NPR had a guest host, but...
Lower competition.
Yeah, they're not really. They don't. Non-commercial radio. But, we try to be here to do a show every single night of the week for you on Free Talk Live.
So we'll continue doing that throughout the holidays as well. Of course, our phones are always open if you want to call in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to tell us for what it is that you are thankful. You're certainly welcome to do that. And Mark, you were begging me to read this Thanksgiving story. I'm so burnt on it. I mean, it was fun for a couple of years. I've got sort of a slightly different variant on it from LouRockwell.com, which is where the original one came from. The one that we've read year after year, I think, is the one called The Great Thanksgiving Hoax by Richard Maybury. If you search LouRockwell.com Thanksgiving on Google, that's what comes up first. But I wanted to find something else to read just because it was just so long, and I'd rather talk about other things.
Yeah, I read a debunking of this the story. But
a debunking of the Thanksgiving hoax story?
Yes, but it basically bunked it. You know, I mean,
they bunked their debunking.
The things that they said was mostly like, well, it didn't happen exactly that way, you know, and that kind of thing. So, yeah. It's a largely true story.
You mean the Indians weren't happy that we came and took their land and gave us food in return?
Oh, no, I didn't take anyone's land.
Squanto was...
Yeah, that's true.
They were there. And they helped. So, yeah, they're around.
So, this story by Dick Cheatham at LouRockwell.com.
We've had him on the show.
Really?
Yeah, he does character acting.
He was on this show?
He's been on Free Talk Live. We did him an interview at Porkfest.
Huh.
And he does characters.
Great.
So wow, Ian.
Sit in.
Was I there?
maybe not.
Because sometimes I'm not there at Porkfest. You know, one night or two nights I won't be there.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, so you've had this guy on the show?
Yeah.
He does characters.
Yes.
Great.
So he historical characters. Like, okay. You know, I don't know which ones.
Oh, he's website. Like one of those the guys who will, like, go and speak to a group and dress up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Ben Franklin, that kind of thing.
But he's not Ben Franklin. He's He has other historical figures that he thinks are sort of more integral. Yeah. But, you know, he does a great job.
That's, like Calvin Coolidge?
No, not Calvin Coolidge.
That's ringing a little bit of a bell. So anyway, this is sort of, I think, a more truncated version of the story. We should get the concept out without going into great detail, and then you can, you know, do your own research. So it's titled The Real First Thanksgiving, written over a decade ago. No, I'm not talking about the Pilgrims, who, as stated in their own Mayflower Compact, sailed to the northern parts of Virginia in 1620. There was no Massachusetts colony yet. That well-known Pilgrim Thanksgiving came years after the one I'm talking about. I refer to a Thanksgiving celebrated further south in Virginia on the north bank of the James River in early December of 1619. The charter for the new Berkeley plantation commanded that the day of the safe arrival of the settlers shall be, quote, yearly and perpetually kept holy as a day of Thanksgiving, unquote. We tend to be fascinated by firsts and biggests, etc. No doubt, there have been many Thanksgivings in many cultures for many reasons. The one at Berkeley was certainly not the first. Those who arrived in Virginia with Captain John Smith in 1607 had given thanks for their safe arrival. However, the settlers at Berkeley were ordered to make their Thanksgiving perpetual. They had a great deal for which to give thanks. Certainly high on the list was safe arrival in Virginia. They were also lucky to have arrived in a colony in which a miniature parliament called the General Assembly had just been established the previous summer. This was literally the introduction of representative government into European America. The primitive yet strong and growing seeds of individual liberty and rights for the common man, which came from the Magna Carta and from the English common law, were now permanently established in Virginia soil. Another thing for which those settlers could be thankful was that the deadly common storehouse, a.k.a. socialist system, had lost favor and was rapidly being replaced by private ownership of land for the common man. Pocahontas' husband John Rolfe wrote in 1616 of, quote, every man sitting under his fig tree in safety, gathering and reaping the fruits of their labors with much joy and comfort. Rolfe, who served in that first General Assembly in 1619, was the great hero who saved the fledgling democracy through his entrepreneurial efforts with tobacco. His friend Ralph Hamer described the classic failure of socialism in Virginia, writing, quote, for formerly, when our people were fed out of the common store and labored jointly in the manuring of the ground and planting corn, glad was the man that could slip from his labor. Nay, the most honest of them in a general business would not take so much faithful and true pains in a week as he will now do in a day. Can you translate that, Mark?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is obvious, right? Like, so if we all, you know, you get together 50 people who have to work together to build, to work the land, and then everybody eats off that food. Well, the laziest guy is
my back!
Right. Ah. That guy, or gal, whoever, that person, whoever they might be, is going to duck out as often as possible. And they're going to duck out enough times that people are going to get tired of asking them.
You know, guys, I got a cake in the oven. I'll be back in a little while.
They're going to duck out so often that they're basically going to get away with it all of the time because people don't want to police them. It's as much work to make them work
to make them do something
as it is to have them, that you get out of them. They're just not worth it. So then that person goes. And then the second laziest person's like, well, I don't want to do this.
The hell with this.
They're not doing it.
Yeah. And then they still get to eat.
This is the problem with collective effort.
Right, right.
I mean, if everybody's got skin in the game, they can't possibly just sit around and do nothing.
This is why communism doesn't work. This is why socialism doesn't work.
This is why the U.S. federal government doesn't work.
Well, we'll come back with more here in moments, but that is essentially the apparently true story of the real first Thanksgiving was they were giving thanks because they finally had a surplus of food thanks to private ownership of what they were working on. More coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We're here to take your calls as we always are. The toll-free number is 855-453, or you can join us via Skype, as our next caller will be doing. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
I'm thankful for advertisers that help us pay the bills around here. And yeah, one of those advertisers is New Age Auto Sales at newageautosales.com. And what they want to do is they want to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. They have their own rental fleet, and what they do is they cycle out the cars out of the rental fleet. They're well-maintained and have been cared for in a fashion that, of course, you know, anybody's going to do with the cars in their business. And when they sell them, you don't have the cost of transportation fees or auction fees that go into most used cars, and they can ship them anywhere in the world. So if go to newageautosales.com and see what they've got. They've got several cars over there. You know, take a look. And they're all late model and in great condition. And if you want to buy them, you can buy them in Bitcoin. Your money needs to never be exchanged into dollars. It's for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world. Head over to their website, give them a call, and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com. And you will be grateful. Your car isn't breaking down all the time, because that stinks, like my truck.
Ooh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, that darn thing.
Ew.
All right, so toll-free number, because one of the things that happens when you buy a car from somebody you don't know, somebody who has no reputation, is you don't know what all the history was with the car. But if it was a rental fleet, you know it's been taken care of, right?
Right.
NewAgeAutoSales.com. 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
All right, so I started the show out with what I would consider a very truncated version of a story that we've read year after year here on Free Talk Live. And to those of you who are new to the show, I know you haven't heard that story. It's a great story. I recommend you go to lourockwell.com and check out the Great Thanksgiving Hoax, because it goes into greater detail on what it is that Dick Cheatham has touched on here in his very brief summary of, you know, what's the real first Thanksgiving? Well, he alleges that it was an event wherein the people who had come here, pilgrims, were celebrating the sort of flush that they had with food. They had all kinds of, you know, surplus as a result of changing their economic system. They changed it from what was called the common storehouse system to a system of individual ownership of the land on which people were working. Because previously it was a sort of Marxist system almost.
Yeah, it really was. It was a situation
where Marx was even alive. I don't think he was.
No.
When was he in the 1800s?
So what they would do is they had this large area of good land, and everybody works the land, and then everybody eats what they need. And
from each according to his ability to each according to his need.
That wasn't a quote from there.
But that's essentially the system that they had set up.
It is and was.
It didn't matter how much work you put in, you still got to eat.
Well, that was the idea. Is remember, all these people were essentially working for the company. This is this settlement was the company doing the settlement. So these people were essentially livestock.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you know, that's the farmer manages the food to the livestock, and you feed the sick horse along with the healthy horse.
Right.
But
you get to eat so long as there's actually food.
Hold on.
In the storehouse.
Are you implying that it's different now that we're not still all livestock?
No, we're much more free range. And that's, you know, that's what, well, the free range chicken is responsible for going out and eating his own bugs.
I'd say if you ran away from the group, you'd be a lot better off back in that day than you would be now, because they'd find you now.
No, you'll die out in the wilderness. I mean, it's just in a state of nature, you're not going to do very well.
Not if you bring an Indian with you. They knew the land.
they worked the land just like anybody else did. They'd move seasonally. Yeah. That's how that goes. And, you know, what are you going to do?
Well, right. I mean, I forget who it was that said this, but I think they're probably right about that. The Indians, of course, were working the land. They weren't farming. They were just hunting what was out there, right? Whereas
a lot of times they were farming.
Were they?
Sure.
Okay. That's not okay. I'll take your word for that.
Well, it depends on the tribe you're talking about. I mean, you're talking about
some
many different nations.
Some did,
some were
some didn't.
Farmers, some were hunters.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, some hunter
slaves,
gatherers,
some didn't.
Or
because obviously, if you take land and you farm it, then you can get more food per square foot than just running around catching squirrels or picking berries. And so, you know, when you turn property over to an individual ownership situation, then each farmer gets to decide what to plant. They get to decide how much to harvest and what to charge for it. Whereas if everybody's just thrown into the common storehouse, which is what they were required to do previously, then they don't have any real incentive to perform, because the lowest performing members of the group were getting the same compensation as the highest performing members, thereby disincentivizing the higher performers from performing as high as they could. And that's what is summed up in the final quote here by Ralph Hamer from this Virginian settlement. Quote, formerly, when our people were fed out of the common store and labored jointly in the manuring of the ground and planting corn, glad was the man who could slip from his labor. Nay, the most honest of them, in a general business, would not take so much faithful and true pains in a week as he will now do in a day, saying that even the good workers under the socialist system would do as much in a week under socialism as they would do in a day under a system in which they actually own the property and they can make their own decisions.
His claim is
seven times the productivity.
I'm sorry, buddy. apparently, you don't know how these things work. These people probably would have had their heads cut off if they worked on Sunday. Six times as productive.
Religion.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they moved here as to get religious freedom, so they were all religious. Yeah, they couldn't work on Sundays. But I actually just found an article that says there were four basic ways for people in ancient societies to find food: hunting and fishing, gathering, farming, and raising domesticated animals. And Native Americans did all of these things, but the first three were much more common.
All right. Learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So that's kind of the beginnings of Thanksgiving, at least according to LouRockwell.com and some historians. Certainly a lot different from the little fantasy story they tell you in the government school system about Squanto and the corn and all of that.
Now everybody was happy.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Hassan is on the line in New York City. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Hassan.
Hello. Sorry to change the topic so much, but
that's okay.
I was planning on calling in about.
You don't have to apologize.
Neutrality
for that.
And
you don't have to apologize for that. It's Free Talk Live.
We're thrilled to hear what you have to think
and talk about anything you want. So go ahead.
Okay, this is more in response to an episode of Free Talk Live that I listened to about 2 weeks ago, and you were talking about net neutrality. So I wanted to talk about net neutrality and Title II reclassifications of the IFPs.
Before you do that, can you describe what net neutrality is in an easy-to-understand manner?
Yes, in like in a broad sense, net neutrality is the idea that all packets should be treated equally, which means that like you pay for your own speed, the server or the service provider like that you're going to, like Netflix, they pay for their own speed. And the ISP shouldn't interfere with that speed, which basically means that the only bottlenecks should be the endpoint bottlenecks. It should not be within the ISP.
And what you're talking about is the speed of the Internet and the services that you're receiving. Advocates for net neutrality are saying that the government needs to come in and make sure there's an even playing field in the realm of Internet packet delivery. Packets are the little bits.
If the government doesn't make sure everything's fair, who's going to?
So hang on. I'd like to give you a chance, Hassan, here to really say what you've called in about, because obviously we want to make sure we understand the terms before we go on with whatever the discussion is here. I don't want to get too technical.
Hey, everyone. My Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the program, as we always are. We're here, and you can dial in toll-free. The Pro XPN toll-free line is 855-453. That is 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. Just send a contact request first. It will be approved. And then once that's approved, then it'll be easy for you to call us on Skype from that point forward. And you will sound darn good. In some cases, you'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with
us. No way.
And the us tonight includes me, Ian.
And Lauren Rumpler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
And Mark.
If you value your online privacy, you need ProXPN. Maybe you've already got ProXPN. Maybe you know that ProXPN is a global virtual private network that encrypts your internet data. You can download the free app, as you may have already done, if you already have ProXPN, at proxpn.com/FTL. You can grab it for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. And ProXPN, again, encrypts your data connection so you're internet service provider or the coffee shop that you were sitting at or the courthouse that you're on their internet connection. Nobody can know what you're doing online. Your provider cannot know if you're using ProXPN. But maybe you want to get ProXPN as a gift because now's the holiday season. Great time to, get a loved one something that they could use and who couldn't use more privacy in their life. You go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get started there. Use code FTL50 when you get signed up and you'll save on the annual account, you'll break the price down by 50%, meaning about $5 a month is what it'll cost for this amazing service. When you get that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Plus, ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits, and you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Maybe you want to save even more, though, and you've got some Bitcoin. Well, you can spend Bitcoin on ProXPN and get 62% off of the annual account by using code FTLBTC. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, whether it's getting it for you or getting it for somebody you love for this holiday season. Promo codes that you'll need are FTL50 and FTLBTC. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. We have Hassan with us in New York City. Hassan, you were calling about net neutrality, which is the idea that all packets should be treated equally on the internet, that there shouldn't be throttling of data, meaning that one company that is trying to send its data out shouldn't be given priority over other companies, say Netflix or YouTube versus some smaller website. That's sort of the idea behind net neutrality. And you were calling, we'll get to more discussion about whether or not that's a good idea or not, but I want you to be able to get your point out. I just wanted to make sure we understood what you were talking about in the first place.
Yes. So to start off, I'd like to say that when it comes to net neutrality, this wouldn't be an issue at all if there were ample competition in the marketplace for when it comes to internet service providers. This would not be an issue.
The
problem is, due to many, many years of widespread corruption, we now have monopolies and duopolies, and it's nearly impossible for a new ISP to actually start up because... Mm-hmm. Basically, for your ISP to provide access for the entire internet, you need to be able to interconnect with the other ISPs. If they grow to a large enough size, they become gatekeepers, and they can decide to simply not allow you to connect to the rest of the internet. So new competition is very hard to start up.
Right, and thanks to government regulations, government control, licensing makes it very difficult. Franchise agreements with local governments make it very difficult for upstarts to enter in the marketplace.
Right, it used to be that there were all kinds of other internet service providers back in the days of dial-up. There were, you know, dozens in your town because anybody would have the ability to do that on their own. But then after DSL and cable, I mean, the phone lines themselves are controlled by the phone company, and the cable lines are controlled by the cable company. So you have already instituted government-granted monopolies in place in many cases.
Yeah, electricity is monopolized. And what portion of New Hampshire has no power right now and hasn't had it for like 24 hours
at this point? Like 200,000 households or something like that?
Yeah, sounds like monopoly sucks.
Yeah, no doubt. So where were you going with this? Some sort of, what was the other thing? Tier 2 or what were you talking about there?
Tier 2.
Yes, it's basically Title 2 reclassification, mm-hmm. which basically, like, what ISPs aren't classified as Title 2.
What is a Title 2?
It's essentially common carrier status. That's what Title 2 puts the ISPs onto. It's basically the same type of regulation that you'll find on landline phones. But the government has the option to pick and choose which of those rules that they apply. So even if it goes through, they could easily decide not to enforce any of it.
But so I'm sorry, the Title II thing is a proposal?
Ian, Title II allows for blocking sites and fast lanes that prevent new services from coming to the market.
So just to clarify, the Title II is a proposal. That's something that people want to put on the companies that doesn't already exist. I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, they want to start a Title II. And they want to reclassify it.
What you're saying is they want to regulate internet providers like the phone companies, which are ridiculously regulated, and
yes.
There's like insane amounts of regulations, which is why it can cost more money to call, you know, two towns over than half a country away or something like
yes.
that. Like the phone regulations are so Byzantine and so crazy.
I called, I can't remember, some Southeast Asian country because a friend had been stuck in an airport and I was trying to, you know, make a telephone call and see if I can, you know, do something about it. And he had asked for phone calls in this case. And, you know, like he had given the number and the expectation he had was like people would call on Skype. At the time I was on satellite internet and couldn't use Skype. Mm-hmm. So I made the telephone call. It was $80.
It was.
For a seven-minute phone call.
Jeez.
And you had no idea up front, right?
Right. You have no idea what it costs to make the phone call. So on Skype, it's free, or nearly free. On this phone thing, it's $80.
So you're saying they want to regulate the internet companies like the telecoms. And who's proposing this? Is the FCC?
Yes.
No, the FCC is trying to avoid additional regulation at the moment. Because there's a lot of pressure from the ISPs and their lobbyists.
Who's
pressuring that? I feel that
the ISPs are pressuring to be regulated like the phone companies?
No, they're pressuring to not be regulated.
Okay.
Like a few months ago, Verizon took the FCC to court and won when it came to their regulation over internet fast lanes and the ability to throttle.
Okay.
And the reason why they won was because the FCC had no jurisdiction over the ISP because they were not classified as Title II. So I feel that Title II will be like basically the lesser of two evils in this situation because if due to the monopolies the ISPs have, if they are allowed to even have anything remotely close to a internet fast lane, then that automatically makes the act of maintaining the non-fast lane traffic to be financially toxic.
But let me ask you this, though.
Their goal is to make money.
Wait, yeah, absolutely.
Are you advocating for Title II?
It sounds like he is. He said he thinks it's the lesser of two evils. Just to clarify, what you're saying is you think that if they get regulated as this Title II thing, that that's somehow better than the current situation?
At the moment, it is because it.
But why? For all this fear mongering I've heard, I've never had a problem, you know, going to websites. I don't think that this throttling is actually happening.
This will block sites, and it'll prevent faster internet from coming to the market, and it'll create less privacy rights, and it'll block one of the most revolutionary means of communication since the printing press.
You're saying the Title II will do that?
Yeah, Title II will do this.
Yeah, I can't.
It's horrible.
I mean, how you can say that adding regulations is somehow the lesser evil?
There are certainly some kind of regulations currently that disallow them from creating this fast lane, right?
There were in the past for a couple of years, but then once Verizon won that court case, those rules got essentially thrown out the window.
Okay.
Which is why you had the whole debacle with Netflix and Comcast and Verizon and.
So,
issue with indirect throttling.
I've got a bunch of questions.
Me too.
I guess the one that I really want to get out there is that, you know, this revolutionary form of communication known as the internet came forward to us. If somebody monopolizes it or whatever, won't somebody just provide us something new, the second tier in some way?
All right, we'll come back with, we'll give Hassan a chance to answer that here in a moment. Your calls and thoughts are welcome as well. It's Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand.
It's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing. To be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Lauren.
Oh, sorry, Lauren, try that again.
And Lauren Rutler, a.k.a. Objectivist Girl.
I swear I'm not falling asleep yet.
And Mark.
It's Thanksgiving Day.
Food.
I think that is. I'm feeling a little better. I'm not yawning as often during the breaks now.
You know, I think it's because the food is too good. I think we should regulate
the
food.
We had some great food. I mean, we really did.
I think we should regulate it. It's too good.
At the activist Thanksgiving gathering that happened here, as happens every single year up here in New Hampshire, in multiple locations. So if you're going to make the move up here as part of the Free State Project and you're wondering, you know, am I going to have friends when I get there? Not only will you have friends, but you'll have friends who will put on a really great Thanksgiving dinner. At least that's what happens in multiple areas of the state. And I think it's more than just Keene and Manchester. I believe they happen in other places. I'm just not privy to, you know, all the different options.
My favorite saying is John Connell's, what he tells people when he meets them that have moved for the Free State Project recently. He says, welcome home.
Yeah, that's a good one. So check out freestateproject.org. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Hassan on the line with us in New York City, and he's calling saying that he feels like on this whole network or net neutrality topic, that there's a proposal by apparently the FCC.
It is by the FCC. I looked it up.
Yeah, and Hassan had said it was not by the FCC, but you're saying it is.
It is. Everything I'm looking at says it's by the FCC.
The proposal is to take internet providers and put them into what's called Title II, which would regulate them as though they were old school telecom providers. That's my understanding of what's been presented thus far. And Hassan is saying he thinks that's the lesser of two evils. That would be somehow less evil than the current situation today, wherein they are not being regulated. And I can't say that I think that any kind of regulations are in any way lesser of evils. I think that more any regulation, and certainly more regulation, is going to be more evil. But Hassan, go ahead and make your pitch.
Yeah, so basically, to clear up a few possible misconceptions, Title II makes it strictly illegal to block any kind of traffic. So they can't block anything, and they can't do any prioritization, like paid prioritization.
So no throttling.
Yes. It basically just completely makes it illegal if they decide to enforce that specific section of it.
Why would you want to threaten somebody with violence over...
Why would you not allow someone to pay to promote their business? It's like a It's like a billboard.
Great example. Here's a good example of that. Like, from what I hear, in certain grocery stores, companies that are like the big brand name, you know, if you're on the cereal aisle, there's Kellogg's, there's GM, or not GM, General Foods, I guess. And then
GF.
Is that what it is?
I know, I have no idea.
There's the
other G.
There's the other one. General Mills. That's
General
what it is.
General Mills.
So there's Kellogg's, General Mills, and then there's, you know, the bagged cereals. And
the
there's
stuff you buy.
Those things are great, man.
I know, right? Malto Meals? Why do people spend all that money?
Malto Meals made it as far as a competing brand, as far as I'm concerned. But,
as far as I'm concerned, they are bags of light, fluffy candy.
Your point.
But my point is that when you've got these alternative brands, in some cases, the brand names are actually paying for placement. They're paying for the optimal shelf. They're paying for the shelf that's at eye level. Wherever it is that the people who are walking down that aisle are looking, that's the most valuable shelf on that aisle. And shouldn't the grocery store be able to accept money from Kellogg's to put Frosted Flakes front and center? What's wrong with that?
Yeah. It's like a billboard, except for less, you know, sky pollution.
So what's wrong with that, Hassan?
That's essentially the equivalent of you being able to pay for different speed tiers with the ISP. Perfectly understandable, because the only area where an ISP's network is actually limited is when it comes to the total capacity or the total amount of simultaneous throughput.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if an ISP has a 1,000 gigabit connection to the rest of the internet, then they could sell 1,000 1 gigabit connections to customers.
That's correct.
But, like, and what we're basically trying to get to is that if an ISP, like, what they're currently planning on doing, which is what led to their lawsuit to begin with, was they wanted paid prioritization. So they wanted to be able to charge content producers additional money, and then they'll give their traffic a higher priority. The very existence of this means that the ISP is essentially overselling their service. A good analogy for this is, imagine that you and three other people walk into a pizza shop. You each order a large pizza and pay the full price for that pizza. But the pizza shop owner only feels like making one pizza, so he makes one pizza, cuts it into four pieces, and then gives it to each of you. That's essentially what happens now when an ISP oversells their service. They don't have enough throughput to support all of the people who want to use their service.
Won't there be, since there's competition and people don't like slow service, and the United States already has slow service on a global level, for one, I'd like to know, what do other countries do about this? Because there has to be some that that regulate it and some that don't. The other question I have is when you're talking about, like, what if Facebook and Google, which are essentially the two halves of the internet at this point, what if these companies do pay these ISPs money, and essentially it subsidizes the amount of your cost? So when I had a cell phone plan, I've had cell phone plans in my life that were $150 a month, and this has been more than 10 years. But now I can have unlimited with a smartphone. This wasn't even with a smartphone, mind you. With a smartphone, I can have unlimited with for $45. So because of competition in the marketplace, price has been driven down.
Even the limited competition that we have.
The limited competition that currently exists. But you can compete as a cell provider. It's not that difficult. I'll say that this is a little harder, but there's still competition. And so, yeah, what if that lowest tier of connectivity is just Facebook and Google paying to just get Facebook and Google to people for free?
The issue is when this happens, you are creating essentially a double-sided market where the ISP is able to double dip. Once that happens, that means that the fast lane becomes more profitable than non-fast lane traffic, which means that an ISP is not incentivized to maintain any of their interconnects. At most, they'll maintain just the bare minimum. And what you end up with
is... When you say interconnects, what's that?
It's basically how the ISPs connect to each other. Basically, the internet is a large cluster of interconnected private networks.
So
like
what you're saying is
their
that
own
you,
network.
What you're saying is that you believe that if you know this priority traffic or whatever thing goes through in a big way, that
it's
the ISPs happening. Will neglect the little guys. They'll give all the time and the effort to maintaining their connections that'll allow them to have fast traffic with YouTube or Netflix, but with the little websites like Free Talk Live, maybe not so much. I find it just really fear-based and paranoid. I mean,
it's already happening.
Actually, the professionals like Daily Finance are saying the opposite. So Daily Finance actually says for big established players, paying those premiums will be manageable, if not pleasant. But small businesses and online startups will likely find themselves in a tough predicament.
Right.
So without the ease of access and unfettered growth, these companies will likely struggle and hire few employees, potentially stunning the U.S. job growth.
So what you're saying is they're arguing for net neutrality.
Yeah, that's what
they're
saying.
No, they're arguing against.
No, they're not.
That's what it sounds. That sounded like an argument for net neutrality to me. What you were just reading.
This is what Hassan says.
Right.
Right there.
You're saying it's happening already, Hassan. I mean, can you give an example of that? I mean, which companies are doing this? Because I've got two different internet providers here at the LRN studios, and I've never had a problem. I mean, sure, there's some problems, some outages every now and then, but that affects almost all the sites. Or maybe, you know, actually, I had a problem the other day with Google. So it was Google that was down, and all the other websites were working fine. What's the real-life example?
Basically, a good example of this is there was, like, until recently, there was a major throttling issue with Netflix and Verizon, where basically on Verizon Fios, you'd pay for a 50 megabit connection, but if you were connecting through to like Netflix, you'd only get a 1 to 2 megabit connection.
That's more than enough to get a download a movie from Netflix.
Yeah, but it's not what you're paying for.
It's streaming.
No, well, that's just it. You're not paying. Hold on. You're not paying for. You're not paying for 50 megabit connection to Netflix. You're paying for up to 50. And that's one of the things I want to come back to. You had said that these companies are overselling their service. That's not true. When you look and you buy these packages, it says up to 50 megabits, up to 30 megabits.
Yeah, I don't think I ever get my full.
They never sell you on, we're going to guarantee you 50 megabits, unless you're going to pay them through the nose for some super upper echelon level of, you know, high-tier commercial service. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Hassan. I appreciate it, but it just feels really fear-based to me, this whole net neutrality thing.
This is the one area where government regulation is going to work.
You're being facetious there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, but there are certainly plenty of people who believe that. We'll continue the discussion in moments.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals.
A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.